Not only will Wisconsin be a battleground in the presidential race this year, it may also see a contentious campaign for state Supreme Court. Marquette Law Professor Ed Fallone and Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky are looking to replace incumbent Justice Daniel Kelly. The primary is next month, with the general election in April. Liberals have endorsed Fallone and Karofsky. Kelly, who was appointed in 2015 by then-Republican Governor Scott Walker, is supported by conservatives. WUWM's Marty Michelson interviewed the three candidates, and we're airing their conversations this week. Thursday, we hear from Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky. We spoke with her shortly before the new year. Marty asked her why she's in the race.
I am running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court because we have got to get this court back on track. I have spent the past several months traveling all around Wisconsin, and I hear the same thing from voters. They see justices on the Supreme Court who are not following the rule of law, justices who make decisions before anyone ever walks into the state Supreme Court chamber, justices who are acting like politicians, and that feels like corruption to people. So I am in this race to offer a very, very clear choice in this race. I am bringing my experience. I'm the only person in this race who is a trial court judge. I've been a prosecutor and a victim advocate. I'm bringing my Wisconsin values, and I am bringing my energy.
What's the top reason voters should select you?
I think that there are a number of reasons. One of the reasons is that I am the only person in this race who is or who has ever been a trial court judge. I sit in court every single day. I heard 1,700 cases last year. I see how the law impacts real people in this state. I apply the rule of law every day. And when I look at the Constitution, I apply it with today in mind, because it is almost 2020. The experience that I bring, I have either as a lawyer or as a judge, have handled more cases than both of my opponents combined. I've also been a prosecutor. I know how to be smart on crime. I understand the importance of protecting individual rights of victims, of witnesses, of defendants, and of members of the public. I also have civil experience. I was the general counsel for the National Conference of Bar Examiners for almost 9 years. And I was a victim advocate. I was the state's head of the Office of Crime Victim Services. So I bring a wealth of experience, and that is what we need on our Wisconsin Supreme Court.
What's the top reason voters shouldn't choose your opponents?
Well, number one, I think that, again, I bring experience that they don't bring. I think that as far as Dan Kelly is concerned, that he has a track record. If you look at the decisions that he has been part of, his decisions over and over again are in favor of those groups and those people who got him on the Supreme Court in the first place. Every single time he has decided in their favor. I just find it remarkable that the law could every single time be on the side of people who want Dan Kelly on the bench. That's impossible. What is happening is he is deciding in their favor every time, and that is what feels like corruption to the people of Wisconsin.
What's your judicial philosophy?
My judicial philosophy is that every single person in my courtroom should be treated with dignity and respect and fairness, that the rule of law has to be followed in every case, whether or not I personally agree with that. I believe that the law, as I said, when we think about the Constitution, needs to be applied with today in mind, because it is almost 2020. And I do that every single day in my courtroom. Anyone who comes in my courtroom can see that I look at the law, I apply it to the facts of the case, and I apply that in a fair way and in an equal way, no matter who is in my courtroom.
If elected, what kind of cases do you think you would be asked to rule on in the next year or so?
I think there's a very good possibility that we are going to see another redistricting case, and I think that will be at the state Supreme Court. I think that we will see cases about how democracy in this state, what democracy is going to look like here.
That's Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky, one of three candidates on the ballot next month in the race for state Supreme Court. Karofsky spoke with WUWM's Marty Michelson.